a complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. The intrepid group of United Nations guerrilla experts led by Jungle Jim have successfully completed their assignment to harass and hinder the Japs in Malaya. Ordered to rendezvous with a submarine near the mouth of the Savili River, they were attacked by a Japanese beach patrol. In the pitched battle that followed, they were able to beat off the enemy, but only at the cost of several casualties. One man was killed, and Dutch boy Van was wounded. Even more ominous, the submarine's presence was discovered, and a Jap destroyer has been assigned to blast it out of the water. Jim and his men listen in grim silence as the submarine skipper gives cryptic orders.
Hold for 150.
Aye, aye, sir. Commander, isn't there something...
Hold it, Bradley. Ryan, get a wedge in that seam.
There must be something I can do, Skipper.
Thanks, Bradley. Afraid there's nothing any of us can do but lie low and take it.
Crunch up the land, lover, Skipper. But we can't take much more of this pounding.
Bradley's right, Jeff.
Yeah. If we could only get to Singapore Harbor, we'd be okay.
We're at full speed already, Jeff, and the buzzards are right on top of us.
Yeah, they've got us in the oven, all right, and they're turning on the heat.
We haven't got a chance this way, Skipper. At least let's put up a fight.
Bradley, I think you've got something. Give me that phone, Johnny.
Roger.
Forward torpedo room. Stand by for action. Take her up to periscope depth, Johnny.
Periscope depth, sir. Periscope depth.
Better sound battle stations.
Aye, aye, sir.
Port bench.
Port bench, sir. Port bench.
Order course, 6 points to starboard.
Course open, 6 points to starboard, sir. Periscope depth, Skipper.
Good. Kill engines.
Kill engines, sir. Kill engines. Engines out, sir.
Up periscope.
Aye, aye.
Stand by in torpedo room. Now then, Johnny, take the phone while I admire the view.
You know, it's funny the way they stopped bothering us all of a sudden, Lieutenant.
Hmm. Probably banged down a pattern. They'll be back, don't worry.
Roger. But we won't be here.
How's it look, Jeff?
Nice moon to help us out, but I can't see... So there you are, my chickadee. Jap destroyer about 1 mile to starboard. Circling to return. Half speed ahead.
Half speed it is, sir. Half speed ahead.
Order course, 4 points to port.
Course altered, 4 points to port, sir.
Care to take a look, Bradley?
I'll leave it to you, Skipper.
She's circling this way, all right. Estimated speed... 12 knots.
Attention, crew. Jap destroyer about 1 mile to starboard, circling this way. Estimated speed, 12 knots.
Forward torpedo room on the ready.
Forward torpedo room, on tap.
Laying down their pattern like good little boys. Come on, Tokyo. Just a little nearer now.
I'll make it good, Jap. We'll only have one chance.
One should be enough, Johnny. Steady as go now. Good. Fire one.
Fire one.
Fire three.
Fire three.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Fire five.
Fire five.
Fire two and four.
Fire two and four.
Okay. Now we wait a few seconds for our little eggs to hatch.
Yes. Roger. Number one tube reloaded, sir.
Well, you fellows don't waste any time,
four,
do you?
Four, five, six, seven. Blasted. Missed with number one.
Three, four, 5.
Got him. Square on the bow.
There goes number 3. We're in, Skipper. We're in.
Full speed ahead. Course 10 degrees south, east by east.
Full speed ahead, sir. Course over 10 degrees southeast by east.
What about Skipper? That's more like it.
It is for the moment, Bradley. But we're still in the heart of Jeff Waters. That sinking destroyer will tell them where we are. It won't take long for them to find us. And when they do, you'll see what real trouble is.
The submarine skipper's grim, tight-lipped reminder stills any exuberance Jim might have felt. We'll see in a moment just how good a prophet he is. Right now, there's something else that it doesn't take any prophet to predict, and that's the pleasure you're going to have this Sunday. At least you're in for extra pleasure if you're one of the 15 million folks who read the Comic Weekly every Sunday. They know they can count on the Comic Weekly for action, thrills, and adventure. They know that its brilliant full-color pages contain over 24 top-notch features. Features that make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. Now why not get your share of extra reading pleasure from the Comic Weekly? It's distributed by 15 leading Sunday papers all over the country. One of them brings it to this city. So ask for that paper this week. Look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a lone submarine in the Jap-held harbor of Singapore and Jungle Jim.
Well, Trina, feeling any better?
Mein kleiner Dietrich, who hearted mit Dietrich?
Huh? How's that sound in English?
Oh, yeah, I forget. My little brother, how is he, Jim?
He'll be all right, Trina. He's got a pretty deep flesh wound, but no muscles are torn. He'll be all right.
I can see him then.
Later. Right now, he needs rest, and so do you.
Rest? How can I rest when you all think we are enemies, Nazis?
Not all of us think that, Trina.
Yeah, you are kind. This we will not forget. Oh, how hot it is.
Yes, it's like a steam room. I'd open a window for you, but I don't think it'd help.
How much more time do you must stay on this submarine?
Nobody knows the answer to that, I guess.
It is bad for us, yeah?
It isn't good. We're right in the middle of Singapore Harbor. Lucky to get this far, I guess. But Trina, over our heads there are all kinds of Jap battle wagons.
Battle wagons?
Warships. That's why it's so stifling down here. We don't dare surface to charge our batteries and get some fresh air.
Mama, I'm climbing deeply. I need to...
Yes? Come in.
See, Skipper wanted to see you, Jim.
Okay, be right there.
How's our little stray pigeon feeling?
Me? Oh, much, much better, thank you. I hope my brother and I are not the reason you are in such trouble.
Oh, no, not a bit of it. But I'm afraid you need more than a submarine. You need a magic carpet.
Please?
It's okay, Trina. In fact, I think the lieutenant here is beginning to agree with me about you and your brother.
Well, what if I am? After all, this is my bunk and she's wearing my clothes.
You see, Trina? He's even willing to give you the shirt off his back.
Okay.
I'll leave you here to explain what you do mean.
You'll find the skipper at the radar panel.
Things look any better, Commander?
Worse, if anything, Bradley. If anyone wants to know where the whole Jap fleet is, you refer them to me.
What about our oxygen supply?
That's what we're all wondering. I'm as close to the submarine net as I can get, and I don't dare surface. What's all that about, Sparks?
It's still coming over, sir. Sir, that message was in English, in code E.
Code E?
English?
We haven't used code E in 2 months.
Yes, sir. Figured the Japs have broken it, but, well, there it is.
Who's it from?
I'd rather you read it for yourself, sir.
How's that?
It was from us.
From us? Oh, look here, sir.
A lack of oxygen, Skipper. The boy is...
Oh, I don't blame you, sir. I thought I was catching the head myself, but Well, sir, read it.
Well, I'll be...
What's it say, Skipper?
USS Sea Dog, that's us, the flagship. Shore Raiders safely aboard. Mission completed. Safely outside Singapore submarine net and proceeding to rendezvous B. And it gives its position as 18 miles east of here and says, please confirm.
Well, for the love of...
Plenty of surface activity again, sir.
And not just circling, they're going places.
What are they doing?
What's up, Jeff?
Plenty. I got the engine room.
Engine room, sir.
Half speed ahead, steady as you go.
Half speed ahead, steady as you go.
Can you tell what it is we're following, Sparks?
Sounds like a heavy cruiser, sir.
Good. Now open up the nets for her, and we'll tag along. Keep those tin cans glued to your ears.
Aye, sir.
Take her up to 130.
Up to 130, sir.
If our luck holds out, we'll be able to charge batteries before sunrise.
I still don't get the pitch, Commander.
Just another way to skin a cat, Bradley. We're overdue.
Yes, I know.
So one of our sister subs sent a fake message in a code we're pretty sure the Japs are wise to.
Oh, and even if the Japs are wise, but it's a trick, they'll still have to check up on you.
Roger.
Get 130, sir.
Good. Keep her there. Clark, what about the Jap cruiser that's guarding us?
He's changing course, sir. Heading due east and picking up speed.
Then we pass the nets. Stick with her till we're past the minefield, and then... Java, here we come.
Hello? Engine room. Full speed ahead. Pilot, hold course 5 points to starboard and head due east. Navigator, report to skipper with charts to block course for Java.
Well, Jim, this is it. I told you the skipper would get us through if anyone could.
Johnny, I won't waste time talking, but you fellas are swell.
Got all your gear now?
Yes, Polo and Singley are checking you down by the beach there. By sunrise, we'll be out of sight.
Well, we'll be getting back to the sub now. Good luck to you.
Same to you, and thanks again.
All right, men, let's get back and put some elbow grease into your rope.
All right, Polo. Tell the men to follow me. Keep your voices down. We're liable to be surprised by Jap patrol any minute. Oh, Trina, how's your brother?
Ah, Jim, this was the best tonic you could give him. To be home once more, to be in Java.
Wait.
Eh?
I thought I heard something in the shadows there.
I see nothing.
Oh, come on.
Get to Seiko. He's like that.
Get down, man.
Too late, Jim. It is a Jap, and he says we are surrounded.
Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Given secret orders to proceed to a new assignment, Jungle Jim and his dauntless group of United Nations guerrilla fighters were taken by submarine...